Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And every now and then I talk to you guys about, you know, some tips when it comes to playing the slots, playing your poker, playing your craps, your blackjack. You know, I've lived here most of my life. My father was a gambler, so I don't gamble that much. If I play, I basically stop at about $20, maybe $25. It's difficult because many of the tables are now $25 a hand. Really hard to play craps with that sort of a budget. But it just, I know what runs in the family. I don't want to gamble. I think if I make money and I work hard for my money, I definitely don't want to blow it. But I got to tell you, when you do win, it feels good. It just feels good. It's like the easiest money you've ever made. And some people go, well, that's my job. I am a career gambler. And I mean, like, you know, some of these people that play poker, I mean, they really put some work into it. And I mean, they make it a career. You're not good enough. Most of you guys aren't good enough to do that, and I wouldn't. I got to tell you, the bank always wins, even with craps. My father would say, and he had a really thick accent, oh, the craps is the best, because craps, you could do the come, the don't come, the pass, the don't pass, so you have best odds, best odds. And I'm like, no, you know, the house always wins. The house always wins. And, you know, yeah, maybe you get a free drink. You know, maybe you get, but honestly, you know. But when you do win, it feels good. The problem is that somebody won a jackpot and never got to feel good because they didn't know. Very cool, though, the Nevada Gaming Control Board said they did identify the winner and make sure he got paid. So this was a tourist in Las Vegas. And on January 8th, officials later identified him as Robert Taylor, had played a slot machine at the Treasure Island Hotel and Casino. Due to a communications error, according to gaming officials, the slot machine malfunctioned and didn't notify Taylor or casino personnel that he was a winner. By the time the error was noticed, casino personnel were unable to identify the man, who was from out of state. Now, interestingly, the gaming board, rather than saying, well, oh, well, yeah, we just saved $230,000, the gaming board, luckily, has some ethics, and they did an exhaustive search to make sure the man would get his prize. To identify the winner, gaming officials combed through hours of surveillance videos from several casinos, interviewed witnesses, shifted through electronic purchase records, and even analyzed rideshare data provided by the Nevada Transportation Authority and a rideshare company. The jackpot winner was determined to be Taylor, a tourist from Arizona. He must have been happy. Or he might have been creeped out. Like, whoa. I'm going to tell you right now, you know, having worked for the government and things like that, if the government wants to find you, they find you. And they'll find you faster. All right, there are cameras everywhere. We are always being watched. So listen, don't worry. If this ever happens to you, I'm sure you can contact the FBI and say, look, you know, just do what you do, work your magic, and see if I won. So the Nevada Gaming Board is charged with the strict regulation of the gaming industry, the protection of the gaming public, and ensuring that the industry benefits the state of Nevada, according to James Taylor, chief of the board's enforcement division. They say, I recommend the agents of the Enforcement Division, particularly Agent Dan Nuki, for ensuring that the public trust in the gaming industry remains strong by spending countless hours over 2 weeks to ensure that a patron is awarded winnings owed to him. Robert Taylor was already back home. He was notified. and he is going to come to Vegas to collect his overdue prize. Now, mind you, my guess is this is something they had to do anyway. I mean, first of all, I do commend him. I think that's fantastic. But if you have that much of a payout, a $230,000 prize, okay, there's a lot of entities involved with that. One is the taxes. So if he wins that money, I believe money goes to Nevada. Money might also go to Arizona. So people need their tax dollars. So when people win jackpots, and again, I can't comment on the whole process that happens, but because I've never won a jackpot myself. But just like with the lottery, you don't get the whole money. You know, there's taxes, there's fees, there's whatever. And a casino has to show that they are doing everything by the book. Remember, casinos back in the olden days were run by mob. Now that they're run by corporations, all right, all the overseeing entities want numbers. And a $230,000 miss, all right, looks suspicious. So, I mean, if I was the casino, I would even say, look, let's do our due diligence. Let's find this guy. Because the last thing you want to do is look like you're being, you know, unethical. Yeah, that's something I've always done. It's like, look, you know, I want to make sure I'm doing everything by the book. You know, this is what I'm full transparency. And they actually had a lot more to lose if they didn't. If somebody later said, wait a second, you had a machine malfunction, imagine the news if the news broke that they had malfunctioning equipment and nobody got paid that could have. You would have anybody and everybody that ever gambled there to be going, where's my money, where's my money? And they would have a PR nightmare. So it actually saved them money going, hey, guys, we had a single incident. That single incident was thoroughly investigated. We found the person. They got their money. Said and done. Let's move on. So it was definitely in their best interest. Now, some people could say, well, oh, okay, well, maybe, you know, people are being really, really transparent, so then they could, you know, distract us on other things. All I know is, you know, listen, you know, I've seen people win. They've won some decent money, and casinos are a lot better now at, you know, making sure that you get what you're due. So very cool. 1-877 Doc Deli. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm sure many of you guys have been watching the Joe Rogan controversy. Wow, wow, wow. It just gets deeper and deeper and more convoluted. Nothing is ever simple. So, just to kind of catch everybody up to speed, originally Joe Rogan was, I mean, people have been, I guess, upset with Joe Rogan because he's kind of now the next Howard Stern in terms of numbers, in terms of popularity. He is, I think, the number one listened to podcast now in the world. And Joe Rogan has been one of those podcasters or entertainers or hosts that have let anything be said or done on the show. kind of like, you know, Howard Stern kind of had that shock effect. You know, these shock jock sort of things have been, you know, pretty popular. You know, people don't want to be, you know, preached to by, I don't know, the government officials or CDC or whatever. They want people's opinion. They want people's personality. And they also want discussion, and they want to see, you know, controversy attacked or brought up on the show. Makes it more exciting. So Joe Rogan had Sanjay Gupta on there, Dr. McCullough, multiple people kind of weigh in on the COVID pandemic, and Joe Rogan was pretty, you know, as a, you know, pretty much a not a fan of mandates of the vaccine. Apparently, when he got sick with COVID, he used, I believe, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and so people have been accusing him of misinformation. Now, as I said, you know, what's misinformation today might be science of tomorrow. And so when we spoke about the masks not protecting you enough, you need something better, like N95s. People like, that's misinformation. Well, now that's exactly what everybody's saying. In fact, researchers are trying to figure out how to make the masks even more protective by putting pantyhose on people's faces. We talked about that a little earlier today. I'm writing a piece on it. You'll see. It's ridiculous. But as I said, what's misinformation today might be evolving science tomorrow. Can you imagine Ian Fleming going, hey, guys, treat your infection with mold and fungus? People are like, what the hell are you talking about? Well, here we are with penicillin. So Neil Young was one of the first artists to say, look, I don't like misinformation. And either Joe Rogan or me. Well, Joe Rogan brings in millions of dollars to Spotify. And so I guess they said, see ya. And Neil Young left. Well, you thought it would just be that. Instead, multiple other people left. And one of the most, I guess, you know, famous and, well, I mean, Neil Young is very famous too, but India Ari, she said that she doesn't believe in cancel culture, isn't asking for the podcaster to be censored, but had kind of noted that, you know, she does not want to be associated with a platform that would invest so much in him and not enough in musicians with less controversial podcasters. She says, I'm in no position to tell Spotify not to have Joe Rogan. I don't believe in cancel culture. I didn't even call Joe Rogan a racist. What I said was, I don't like it. Take me off. But mostly this is a conversation about me standing up for my dignity, because how far can somebody go before it's like, okay, I'm tired now. And I believe she and multiple people have aired videos of Joe Rogan saying the N-word in his earlier podcasts. And he was using other racially insensitive language. And so she had explained that Joe Rogan gets $100 million, but they get a 0.01% of a penny per, I guess, click or link. She said, one is the Joe Rogan conversation, and for me, his conversation around race and some of the things I've seen and heard. But also coupled with that is the treatment of artists on Spotify. Artists are underpaid, and Joe Rogan gets all this money. And it's hard for me to these days sit back and say, oh, that's how it goes. Now, Joe Rogan did express his deepest apologies. He took to Instagram, shared a video. He said, I'm making this video to talk about the most regretful and shameful thing that I've ever had to talk about publicly. There's a video that's out that's a compilation of me saying the N-word. It's a video that's made of clips taken out of context of me of 12 years of conversations on my podcast, and it's all smushed together, and it looks blank and horrible even to me. Now, you know, one thing that a lot of podcasters or radio stars have gotten into trouble is they will have a conversation about something controversial. And I'm not saying that's what he did, but I've heard artists or DJs will say, okay, guys, you know, you can't say the blank word. What word? You can't say blank. We don't do that, even if it's in the rap song. Like the rap song lyrics is wipe a blank nose, but you know, can't do that. You know, I love those lyrics. I sing Blink, but no. Can't do it. Can't do it anymore, guys. This is just something that, you know, well, how come the lyrics have the word and we can, you know, so they'll have this conversation. And then it's Blink, you know, when you, you know, decide to edit and truncate it, it's Blink, 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 Blink. And so, you know, there's, you know, a lot of radio hosts and DJs and podcasters like, okay, well, just don't say the word. Don't say the word, which is, you know, I think now I wish the word just didn't exist, period. You know, and I you know, then people don't get themselves in trouble. But it's very, very, it's very ubiquitous still. Being used in rap and lyrics. You know, there was a question yesterday with the AFC, NFC Pro Bowl, where as they were introducing artists, you would see a wipe under the nose, a finger go across the nose. Well, the finger across the nose is something that Young Thug had popularized back in 2014, and it's kind of like a, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to kill him. It means, you know, I'm going to destroy him, or, you know, pay attention. And it's kind of like a call to, you know, that's what I think the NFL players are doing. But I couldn't post the lyrics. I couldn't post that because it had the word in it, and I don't use it, but other people are using it, and I don't want that word, you know, at all on anything I write. And so we have a real, real disconnect here where there are words that we shouldn't use, we should never use, but they're used so ubiquitously. When I hear young kids singing rap songs and they sing the lyrics, I'm like, you can't say that. They're like, I'm singing a song, though. And so, I don't know. It's a mess. And again, I can't speak for what Joe Rogan did. But now Dwayne Johnson has pulled his, his support. And there are other platforms that I think have now offered, Joe Rogan a place to be if for some reason he does end up, you know, losing, I guess, you know, access to Spotify. So he's removed Spotify. Actually, the CEO has condemned Rogan's use of those slurs. He did not believe in silencing the podcaster. And this is Daniel Ek. He's the chief executive of Spotify. So he did address it. He also told staff in a memo that he understands some people might be hurt, and that, you know, this is a tough time. And he also, it says that Rogan's comments do not represent the values of his company. He has had conversations with Joe and his team and some of the content in his show, including his history of using some racially insensitive language. He said following these discussions and his own reflections, he chose to remove a number of episodes from Spotify. So over 100 episodes were removed. And he said, I deeply regret that you are carrying so much of this burden. I also want to be transparent in setting the expectation that in order to achieve our goal of becoming the global audio platform, these kinds of disputes will be inevitable. So one of you wrote me last night saying, do you think, you know, Joe Rogan will be fired? Do you think Joe Rogan will win? What, you know, this shouldn't be about a who wins. This is a talking point. This is now a conversation. Like we saw with Dave Chappelle and people trying to cancel him when he was talking about how he looks at gender. You know, where are we going to go in terms of, you know, what people are allowed to say, freedom of speech, because this all started with quote-unquote misinformation. Now it's not about COVID anymore. It's about him having podcasts years ago where he used, you know, the N-word in the bit they were doing. And that's, it's going to get... It's going to get worse. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We'll learn soon if Americans will be paying even more for groceries and gas. The Consumer Price Index for January is due out later this week. An economist polled by Bloomberg expect a new 40-year high. Last month, it was revealed the CPI for all items rose 7% year over year. The Bureau of Labor Statistics saying it would be the biggest 12-month jump since 1982. Political pressure is mounting for the IRS to drop its deal with a facial recognition company to verify taxpayer identities using a selfie. Four House Democrats writing to the IRS commissioner urging the agency to stop the use of ID.me. The lawmakers note serious privacy and data security concerns along with the lack of access for those Americans without internet. You're listening to USA Radio News. A BLM founder in Tennessee is sentenced to prison.
A Black Lives Matter founder in Memphis, Tennessee is sentenced to prison for election fraud. 44-year-old Pamela Moses was sentenced to 6 years in prison for voter fraud after she illegally registered to vote, despite being on felony probation. A judge told her she was still on probation when Ms. Moses went to the corrections officers and convinced them she was off probation, then receiving the false documents.
I accept the full responsibility for my actions, and that I've been held accountable. I've been in jail since December the 10th.
Moses is expected to appeal the decision. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The start of the Major League Baseball regular season is in jeopardy. MLB owners locked out players in December after both sides couldn't agree on a new labor deal. At the time, the commissioner was optimistic a deal would be reached, but the two sides haven't come to an agreement. USA Radio News.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a common question that people ask is, when is Medicare going to cover dental procedures? Now, if you have a dental procedure or reconstructive surgery that was related to a medical issue, I'm under the impression that Medicare should cover it, but it doesn't seem to be an easy process. And joining me today is a lovely lady who underwent some pretty horrific medical issues, and Medicare would not cover her, I guess, care. And there is a dental team that actually has taken it upon themselves to do it for her for free. And they are in my neck of the woods. I come from Las Vegas, Nevada. So I want to welcome Dr. Dawn Johnson and Dr. Nguyen now on air. Dawn, Dr. Nguyen, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi. Actually, it's Dawn Jackson.
Dawn Jackson. Hi, Dawn. Good. And I think yes. Dr. Nguyen is also here with us as well, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. So, Dawn, tell us about what happened to you. Dawn, can you hear me? Oh, hi, Dawn. Are you there? Okay. Dawn, can you hear us? Okay, okay, we'll see. So, Dawn apparently had gone through an ordeal with thyroid cancer. And undergoing the treatment with that, she ended up, sadly, having radiation, and that radiation caused something called xerostomia, which we spoke about, where the dryness, it affects the salivary glands, it affects the ability to make saliva, and as we spoke about the last week about how we need saliva to be able to clean our teeth, prevent periodontist, gum disease. It put her at risk of having, I guess, multiple dental complications. We'll see. Do we have her back yet? Okay, we're going to reconnect her. In the meantime, let's have Dr. Nguyen talk about some of the things that she is doing now to help Dawn.
Oh, hi. Okay. So you got it pretty much right there. We have Dawn Jackson. She's my patient, and she found us through our medical billing company. And typically, it's not something that a lot of people know about, is that if you have a medical issue that caused dental problems, say trauma, or you fell and broke your tooth, you were in a car accident, you had cancer, and the radiation therapy caused dry mouth, or the medicine damaged your teeth, there's many things that medical insurance can cover,
mm-hmm.
if you can tie it back to a medical reason. However, with Dawn Jackson, we had a very difficult time getting medical insurance to cover any of her dental work, which is truly sad because every single tooth has been wreaked havoc with the chemo that she was on. And we needed to do a full mouth reconstructive case, wow. basically. So we went back and forth, 6 months worth of pre-authorizations, each time getting a denial. And it can be pretty standard. It depends on your medical plan, too. If there's an exclusion written in there, there's pretty much nothing we can do
wow,
to get that
wow.
covered. So we actually took it upon ourselves to do this for her for free because we did not think that was right. And
well,
it's not cheap. Getting this kind of
yeah.
care done is not cheap, and not everybody can afford that. And so we just said, hey, let's do this because you deserve this.
Absolutely. And God bless you and everybody at Elegant Smiles for doing this. Dawn, do we have you now?
Thank you.
Dawn?
Yes, can you hear me?
Awesome. Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, so tell us what happened to you.
I had papillary thyroid cancer, and they do radiation after they remove the thyroid, and it's just a pill that you take, but it delivers radiation to your whole system, and mm-hmm. it ended up destroying my saliva glands, a few other things, but that's what really started the decay of my teeth. I also had some problems with, like, anxiety, and I started grinding my teeth. So just throughout the years, like, I had my first chip tooth, and then I could see, like, my teeth were getting thinner, like, more transparent. And over the years, they just started to degrade, essentially.
Mm-hmm. And another thing, too, is a lot of times you'll lose, if they don't maintain the parathyroids, your parathyroids might be off. Make sure your doctor checks that. If your parathyroid is off, it could affect your bone density. And so I worry if you had teeth issues, you might have also lost some of your bone density. I believe I heard you also were on dialysis for some time.
Yeah, I'm on dialysis currently. So that was a big issue with the oral health, because now my teeth are so worn that some nerves are exposed, and it makes you more likely to get infection. And being on dialysis, you're already at high risk for infections, and this adds to it. And I hope to get a kidney transplant. And when you get one, they immunosuppress you even further so that you don't reject the kidney, which increases the infection risk again. So really, the dental work that I need is has such severe medical consequences. So I'm so glad I'm able to get it done, even though I wasn't able to do that through my medical insurance.
Oh, my gosh. And it takes a village. You know, Dr. Huynh, you know, you and your team, you know, I mean, God bless you for what you're doing. How are you going to help Dawn? What sort of procedures will this entail?
So there's been a lot of wear and tear on the teeth, so they're a little bit shorter than everyone else's teeth because they've been worn down from the tops, and so we are actually going to place a crown on every single tooth in her mouth to build everything back up to where it used to be. And I do have photos of Dawn from before all this happened, and her teeth were absolutely gorgeous, and now the front ones are about half the height that they used to be. It's like the top half are missing, and by tomorrow is actually the date of the first procedure. We hope to put her in temporaries that look pretty much like her new smile and have her try those out for about a month, because when you're building the bite back up, sometimes the jaw has settled in the new bite. So when we open it back up, we're going to do it little by little just so that we don't surprise her and it feels too different. So once she's used to the new one, then we're going to actually make the real crown. But it's exciting because tomorrow we'll have at least built it back up to where it looks gorgeous again.
Oh, I love it.
Temporaries, but she's going to have her teeth tomorrow.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, Dawn, how did people know you had papillary thyroid carcinoma? Were you having an enlargement of the neck? Who diagnosed that?
It was actually by chance. I was just visiting my primary care doctor. I couldn't see anything different from my neck, but he just told me to look up. And they happened to have a machine in their office, so he did an ultrasound real quick, and he told me that there was a cyst, and to go get it checked out. And normally I put that stuff off, like I probably would have never gotten it done, but I just decided to do it, and I found out that it was cancer.
Oh, thank God. Thank God you did that. Yeah, one thing that we've been doing, we call it thyroid stalking, where we look at people's thyroids in movies and things like that and go, look, Beyonce, your thyroid's large. The guy from Cobra Kai, Miguel, you know, these are things that if there's a look to it. And so I really want to commend your family doctor, too. So, look, I can't wait to have you back. I know you got a lot going on with your surgery. We'll definitely have you guys come back after. Dr. Huynh, you and Dr. Fan and the whole team at Elegant Smiles, God bless you. And Dawn, is there a GoFundMe page? Is there anything my listeners can do to help?
I need a kidney. So if anybody knows of someone who wants to donate a kidney, that's the only thing I need.
Oh, my gosh. God bless you. Well, send me anything you have so I could share with listeners, okay?
Okay.
Dr. Huynh, God bless you. We'll speak soon. Dawn, good luck with your surgery tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay, you both take care. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the CDC is releasing new guidance for some Americans to get an additional booster. That is the fourth booster dose. And they have shortened the amount of time for people who are moderately or severely immunocompromised to wait. So rather than waiting 5 months to get your fourth shot, they're recommending now 3 months. So are you guys a little confused about what to do if you have Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson? Okay, so this is what I understand. Let's say you have Pfizer. You got your first shot. 3 weeks later, you get your second shot. They had found that immunity waned, and for a booster, they had recommended, all right, 6 months past your second shot. That got changed. That got changed to 5 months. So it was a one shot, then 3 weeks your second shot, and then 5 weeks your third shot. If you have the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you were supposed to, within 2 months, get another shot. Okay? If you are immunocompromised, though, severely immunocompromised or moderately, you are able now to get a fourth COVID vaccine booster. Your booster, even though the booster intervals were 5 months, they now recommended to get it 3 months after, which means you will then have qualified right now to be on booster number four. The CDC encourages people with weakened immune systems who originally got a Johnson & Johnson vaccine to take two additional doses instead of just one. Now, COVID cases are going down. All right, we're excited about that. But many people are still booster hesitant. We do not have, I think we still have less than 100 million who considered getting the booster. And I've been listening to you guys. I get it. I'm a little torn on where we... need to go with this. On one end, it's very clear we need an updated vaccine. The vaccine is only partially protecting us. It's of the wild type. It's a two-year-old virus that we're vaccinating with, possibly 2.5 years old. Because if we do believe that this all started end of summer, early fall in China, such that by the time it got to America... You know, I mean, remember, this was a brand new epidemic. This didn't just happen in November. This was something that was months in the making. And so, 2.5-year-old virus has changed. And so, I'm of the thinking we need a much better vaccine. On the flip side, we have people that are still getting ill. And one of the reasons why I don't believe I have been hospitalized with COVID is because I have been vaccinated. So I think the vaccines work. I just think they only partially protect. And so with partial protection, you and I have to make a decision. Do we continue to keep injecting with the partially, I mean, with what we have? Is that better than nothing? Most public officials are saying, yeah, it's better than nothing. Others are like, I just don't want to take the risk. You know, I don't know if I'm going to have a side effect. I got lucky. But four shots? You know, there's a woman who's suing Kaiser for not letting her get the vaccine, even though I believe her specialist had said, I want you to get the vaccine, but she only saw him 6 months later. And then I guess she ended up getting COVID and died, and so she never officially got it, the vaccine. But you still don't have consensus in the medical community. I'm not sure who at Kaiser told her not to get the vaccine, but there are many people that are a little concerned about somebody's weakened kidneys or weakened heart or weakened and telling them to hesitate. Remember, there's somebody who is waiting for a heart transplant and he is unvaccinated and he doesn't want to get the vaccine. He's scared that his heart is weak, and if he gets the vaccine, it could cause the myocarditis, and that could be the end of him. But he can't get a transplant, and he's been removed from the transplant list because he's not vaccinated. I mean, this is a difficult decision. I really feel for you guys. I really feel for you guys. You know, I know a lot of people think doctors aren't listening, and doctors are just following the CDC and the FDA, and mind you, we'll lose our licenses if we don't. But, I mean, I'm very frustrated that as the science evolves and we start to be proven correct about a bunch of things, it's still not changing a lot of the guidance. It's like, for example, the CDC met, I think, for 7-8 hours, and they spoke about, although they approved the Moderna vaccine, should they extend the interval between Moderna shots? Because if they change it from 4 weeks to 8 weeks, that might minimize the myocarditis risk. Even the government acknowledges there's a risk. And so for those of you going, but I don't want to risk myocarditis, why can't I just risk COVID? Even though I told you I would rather, I trust Pfizer over China, I understand your hesitancy. That doesn't mean you should be punished. It doesn't mean you should lose your job. It means you should have a choice. And this has been very, very frustrating because I don't see the easing up of mandates. I don't see, I mean, Canada. Canada was one of the first ones to say, you know what, don't use the Moderna shot, just do Pfizer. Because they were, I guess, reporting like a 1 in 5,000, one report said, a 1 in 5,000 case of myocarditis. Don't you think they would understand that? But no. And it's really becoming a left-right issue, and I don't understand that. This should not be left-right. If you want to get the vaccine, we have the vaccine. It's providing partial protection. May keep you from the hospital. May keep you from getting severely ill. We have that data. If you don't want to get a booster, that's, you know, your risk. That's up to you. If you think the booster will protect you, great. If not, we're not going to force it. But boosters are about to be mandated. Now, how are they going to mandate? Well, right now, you need to be fully vaccinated, not so much for jobs, per se, being enforced by OSHA, but if your private employer is like, I want you fully vaccinated, sorry, you can't work here, you could still lose your job. And by fully vaccinated, a shot that you got a year ago might not count. They're going to want you to be boosted, even though the boosters are, again, not reformulated vaccines. I mean, this would be a much different conversation if it would be a flu shot. Not entirely different, because I'm still anti-mandate. But I get my flu shot every year. It's a new flu shot. It might not be a perfect match, but it sure the hell is closer. Do I get the 2019 flu shot this year? No, I don't. The 2019 flu shot you can't get. Because it doesn't make sense. This coming flu season is going to be a 2022 flu shot. Why aren't we doing that with the mRNA vaccines? Or the Johnson & Johnson? How much longer? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, masks are still mandated. I don't know, people just want control. So, currently, Democratic governors of New Jersey and Delaware have both set timelines to end their state school mask mandates as a sign of the receding wave of COVID-19 for the country to move to new normal. And they are Democratic governors. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy announced Monday that the state's mask mandate in schools and child care settings will end on March 7th, citing the decline in COVID cases, increased vaccination, and lower severity of the Omicron variant. He called the move a huge step back to normalcy for our kids. Masking continues to be an important tool to prevent the spread of COVID. He said individual school district leaders will have the ability to maintain or enforce a mask policy should community conditions require. Delaware Governor John Carney announced that the state's universal indoor mask mandate will end on February 11th and that school mask mandates will expire March 31st. They said we're in a much better place than we were several weeks ago. So hopefully we'll be able to move forward. There's been some studies showing these kids. They're not able to recognize people. They're having lots of issues with the masks. I mean, we got to start moving, you know. We got to start letting our kids be kids. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.